Good evening, lovelies, and welcome to Talks with T, a community where we host space for real conversations about mental health, healing, and the power of connection. I'm your host, Taisha Joseph Abrams, and this podcast is all about showing up for each other, sharing our stories, and reminding ourselves that we're never alone in what we're going through. Every episode is a chance to grow together, learn from each other, and build a stronger, more passionate community, one conversation at a time. Let's dive in. And remember, protect your peace, drink your water, mind your business, and don't let anyone mess with your mental health. Good evening, lovelies. Oh my gosh, how are you? How has life been treating you? For some who are new to our family, first and foremost, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Talks with T. And for those who have been here, you know that I went on my sabbatical over the summer. It was extended a little bit, but it was much needed rest and reset. And as we all know, Father wants us sometimes to just be still and not do anything. And at the same token, we are still moving, right? So I hope all is well with your families, with your lives. This evening, we're going to talk about something that I think is ironic and interesting at the same time. The topic is called projection versus reflection. Now, I'm going to give you the quote unquote dictionary definition of these terms and then show you how they could be incorporated into our own lives and the impact that it has on our functioning. So let's start with projection. What is projection, right? For those who don't know, it is a defense mechanism, and we've all done it. Whether we want to admit to it or not, we've all done some form of projecting. Projecting means that you're taking your own internal feelings and thoughts and emotions and insecurities. And yes, I said insecurities because, again, we all have something that we're insecure about. Take me, for example, I am 5'1 and 122, 123, somewhere in that range. For me, I've always been petite, and one of my insecurities was actually having to wear extra leggings under my clothes so that I can fit into jeans. And that might be why I don't wear jeans now. I don't actually think about it. I'm talking out loud. But anyway, think about your own insecurities, okay? When you take these thoughts and feelings, emotions, and insecurities, and you put them on others, as a clinician, there's something that we look at as transference and countertransference. And it's almost the same, if not the similar context, in a sense that with one, as a clinician, I am bouncing what I have going on in my personal life onto the client, right? So I could just have had an argument with my partner and I have a session and I'm pouring all of that onto the client when the client is there to get help and they helping me. Whereas the client comes in and maybe I remind them of someone, maybe I remind them of a sister, a mother, a cousin, a daughter. So whatever they had going on in their personal life, now they're putting it on me. So when we go through this process, right, like, what are we thinking about? What's really going on with us? And why are we using our conscious or unconscious state of our mind with projecting? I will say that projecting can be seen as a positive and a negative depending on what light or lens you use. There is actually an intervention called spitting in the soup, and that's where you turn a negative into a positive. It's actually from Adlerian therapy. Adlerian focused on family concentrations and how it came together to impact a person as a whole. So family, friend, spiritual, environmental stresses, everything as a whole. Substance abuse for some who actually were struggling. When we project things onto other people, we are not really thinking about what we're doing, how we're doing, why we're doing what we're doing. We just don't want it on us, right? So we sit there and we throw what we got going on to somebody else. Like, they had their arms and open hands, like, give it to me. No. I don't want anybody that want my problems. Sorry, I don't. And if you're listening and you do, please text or call me so I can hand them to you, because Lord knows life is getting fabulous and I'm over it. When we project as a positive light, it's more so being able to relate. It's more so being able to see yourself in that other person or individuals. Now, when we do it in a negative light, which is what a lot of us are more accustomed to doing, and what we think about when we're thinking about projecting, right? When we do it in a negative light, that can go left all the way. Because now I have so much pressure on my shoulders that I'm going to take it and throw it at the next person to boost myself up. I have a sticky that says imperfectly perfect. It is my imperfections that make me perfect. I am not perfect, but my imperfections make me who I am. They have contributed to who I am today. And because I choose not to change how and who I am to benefit other people, which we spoke about before in terms of manipulation and gaslighting and such, I try to, and I say try because I'm human, not to project what I have going on onto other people. I've mastered the skill so much that if I fell away, I call out of work because I don't want to put that onto someone else. It's not their problem and it's not fair to them. When we bounce what we have going on onto other people, one, we skip the lesson and the blessing in between. And that leaves us stuck. That leaves us trying to figure out the ends to everything. Where's the light at the end of the tunnel? Well, you would have gotten it if you didn't throw your problems onto somebody else, thinking that you were exempt from dealing with shenanigans. Everyone lives a different lifestyle. Everyone pushes towards a different lifestyle. Everyone's purpose in life is different. So you just took what you had going on and bounced it off to me. Now, let me stop for a second. Yes, I've been doing therapy for 12 years. And for some people, they may say, well, Taisha, isn't that what your clients do? Absolutely not. And all my clients know, the first thing I tell them, I don't care about everybody surrounding you. I care about you. You're my concern. They're not. Therefore, I don't care if they feel away. But I sit there and tell you, make sure no matter what you do, you put you first. The hell with everybody else. Easier said than done. However, I don't look at them having a session and projecting what they have going on onto me. They're looking for help. They're looking for answers. They're looking for support. Someone who actually cares to listen and help them get through whatever it is that they're going through. We have to do better with expressing how we feel. We have to do better with expressing what's going on in our thought process. Why the first thing that we think about is anxiety? In which I could get into a whole nother podcast about healthy anxiety, but that's the first thing people think about. Or negative terms. Again, I'm not perfect. I may say negative terms every now and then. However, that's another thing that I try not to speak on. My siblings, especially three of them to be exact, have pounded in my head that words have power, and they do. I'm very mindful, and I try to be very mindful of what comes out of my mouth and how I respond to other people. I would be sitting here telling you stories if I did not project something onto someone else at some point in my life. Absolutely. I'm human. I can own up to that. But what does that projection do for me? Where did that put me? Did it eliminate what I had going on? No. And because I do so much in life, I probably forgot I even did it. Until it came back 10 times fold. So just keep in mind, when you project something onto someone else, don't think about who I'm going to do it to. Is it going to come back to me? Or I'm doing it to them because it was done to me. No. Face your fears. Learn to look in the mirror and ask yourself, what would my best self look like? Because projecting it onto other people, all you're doing is bouncing it from them to them to them to them, and it's going to eventually bounce right back to you. So again, that blessing and lesson in between, you're not learning that, and you need that. That is a skill set that is going to take you far. He knows where you're at, he knows where you're going, and he knows that he's going to put you through some things, a little uncomfortable, just saying, to get you where he needs you to be. So projecting is not escaping. It's an excuse to not deal with whom you are called to be. Reflection. It's a little different. And I say self-reflection is the best form. Why? Because when it comes to reflecting, now you gotta own up, right? Now we gotta think about accountability. Oh my gosh, she wants me to own up to something I did? Absolutely. Because you know what's interesting? If it was something that gave you clout, you would stand up before the person even asked you a question. However, if it's something that makes us look bad, and that's a whole nother conversation for another day, well, actually, no, I am going to chime into it. Look bad, but what audience are you looking for? Did you forget that you're your own audience? Yeah. Because it feels much better, right, when somebody else tells you something that you should already know about yourself. Sorry, had to say it. When we reflect, we have to think about us. Take a step back. How many of you name your inner self? I know I do. And actually, somebody gave me another name for her, but we're not even going to disclose that right now. When it comes to reflecting and thinking about yourself and looking inward and recognizing, like, your interactions with other people, some important to you, some not, it should always be a mirror to yourself and your potential. Just because you haven't reached your full potential does not mean he's done with you. It does not mean your story is over. No, absolutely not. Remember why you started? Reclaim your story. And best to believe, when it's all said and done, you better rejoice. Because he's not done yet. We have to start reflecting more on what we do. For example, my facial expressions will get me in trouble every time. And I have told supervisors this. I have told HR this. My facial expressions will get me in trouble every single time. Why? Simply put, I can't hide them. COVID was my friend. I was able to cover up everything I was feeling towards somebody. It was beautiful. Now I'm back to crap. You can see me. All right. Well, sorry. Not sorry. Sorry. I don't know. It happens. When I hurt someone, the therapist in me comes into play. Then the sister in me comes to play. The friendship side of me comes to play. The daughter side of me. Depending on the circumstances, there's so many different versions of whom I am that I have to think, okay, wait, let me just make sure I'm really reflecting and not being manipulated, or the person is not using their own personal tactics called gaslighting towards me, right? I prefer to reflect on where I'm at and what I got going on. It's interesting. I just spoke to my brother earlier about something like this, and I won't disclose everything in personal, but however, because I'm trying to say, but he made a comment and it was about luck. And I had to explain to him that there's no such thing as luck. Again, he know where you at and where you going, he's going to put you through it to get to it. So therefore, there's no luck. You're right where he wants you to be. If something doesn't fall through, you're right where you're supposed to be at, period. He's going to give you just what he thinks you should have right now. And nothing more and nothing less. Start reflecting more. If journaling works for you, do the old-fashioned pen to paper or voice journaling. I like voice journaling just because I like to hear it again a couple of weeks from now, months from now, and actually see my growth. I can hear my growth. But we have to start doing better with reflection. Reflection is a big part of life. It's a big part of growth, your spiritual growth. If you don't reflect at least once out of the week on how your week went, that's a bit scary. Something to think about. So let's back up, because I know I said a lot. When it comes to projection, again, it is a defense mechanism. where you're pouring you onto someone else. Not thinking about what the other person got going on already. Not caring what they got going on already. And if you are thinking about it, you don't care or you want to be invisible. It worked. However, it's really meant to avoid you dealing with whatever it is that you have to deal with. Reflection is you. It's all you. Nobody could take that from you. Now, sometimes we do lie to ourselves and we will sit here and act like, okay, we are picture perfect. And then you get around a couple of people who are lost themselves. I don't see how the blind walking with the blind, but whatever. They lost themselves and they're going to sit there and clap for you. And you're going to feed into it because they're probably more lost than you are. So in your mind, you want to sit there and act like you have a bigger shadow than they do. So they're going to fulfill whatever it is in your head so that you no longer have to sit there and self-reflect. And now instead of you self-reflecting, you're projecting. And then you no longer have to deal with the situation until it pops up on your lap again. Makes sense. Again, self-reflection is the best form. And that's just an FYI that I think a lot of us don't take into consideration when we're doing it. So please, please, if you're going to project, just understand, number one, you're missing the lesson and blessing in between. Everything that you throw away in life was not garbage. It was not meant to be tossed away. Maybe you had to put a little sandpaper, a little elbow grease to it and brighten it up again. Sometimes we get rid of things that we need to keep, and we keep things that we shouldn't. And that could also go towards a person. Sometimes we keep certain people in our lives because we couldn't picture our life being without them. And that's that same person that's stabbing you in the back every time you go to bed. Something to think about. Start reflecting on your life. Start remembering your purpose. Reclaim your story. Like, sit down, own it. Remind yourself why he made you the way you are. You think Father don't know that I got facial expressions to last for days? Of course. But that's what makes me me. And once you do that and you rejoice, that's all you need. And with that, I would say this. In Proverbs 27:19, it reads, as water reflects the face, so one's life reflects the heart. This scripture is interesting to me mainly because it is a clear shot into what we're talking about this evening. And it talks about how one person's life choices and actions reveal the inner values and what they truly hold important. In therapy, we call that your core values and your core beliefs. Some people learn them from family, from culture, from environment, and some people paint them on themselves from trauma. And yes, I said it, trauma. Our core values and beliefs sometimes come from trauma. Sorry, but it does. Another one that you can look at is 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Examine yourself to see whether you are in faith. This verse talks more about your personal inventory of your belief to ensure that you are in line with faith and only faith. As you can see, both of them talk about projection. Proverbs is more projection. Corinthians, reflection. They go hand in hand. If what you believe in life is going to be put out, meaning if you're going to move in a manner that's going to show what you really believe, that means there are no insecurities. That means that you're standing tall and firm and stern. Please don't project that onto someone else. Deal with it. Handle it. Reflect on it even. Because you can show that you too can beat what you feel is beating you down. And once you reflect on it, I promise you, every negative can be a positive. If you don't remember anything else, please remember every negative could be turned into a positive once we start reflecting instead of projecting. Ladies and gents, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Like I said, I know it's been a while. I am back. Please think about what I've said. Go to those verses, Proverbs 27:19 and 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening.